What do we do in a situation where the person who's the person who's writing the Balkriya pronounces his letters in a different type of pronunciation than the Sefer is using? You have this person who's a Sephardi and an Ashkenazi minion, person who's an Ashkenazi and a Sephardi minion, person who's Chassidisha and a Litvisha minion, etc. So can such a person be the Balkari? Again, obviously, if you have somebody who could lane according to the minig of the Tzibur, it would make sense to use such a person. But such a person is not available. You only have this person who's available. His kriya is sufficient for the Tzibur. So they say over from the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish says, since he's pronouncing the letters in a way which is considered a valid pronunciation according to the Masorah of Klal Yisrael at this point in time, he's pronouncing the letters and the vowels, etc., in the proper way. So therefore, he can lay for the tzibur, and that is a valid kriyas haTorah. They say over from the Brisker Rab was makbet on this, held it was a problem, but the majority of the poskim, as a matter of fact, I think almost all the poskim that I've seen on it, all say that a person would be yodseh with such a kriyas haTorah. Some point out by the parsha Zohar, that is not, we should not use such a person. We should be makrid as a person who has the kriya lanes according to the Masara of the Tzibur. But besides Parsha Zohar, a person could use, for such a person can lane for the Tzibur. Which leads us to another question. Well, let's say you have, you know, there's many questions which we have in our Masara. We don't know how to pronounce things exactly according to the proper Masara. For us, for Ashkenazim, for sure, a sof, a sin, and a samach all sound the same. If you actually look in the Masorah from the Bali Diktuk, they should be sounding differently. A samach and a sin are pronounced with the teeth, and a sof is pronounced with the tongue. It's two different sounds, but we don't pronounce it differently. So why are we yotzei kriyas haTorah when we're reading it with a way which is not, we pronounce it in an ayah? The Shulchan Aruch says you should not put a person up to daven, to daven for the omid, who doesn't know the difference between an aleph and an ayah. Forget about Dhamma for the Almond. We're laying from the same Torah without an Aleph and Ayin sounding the same. So the Chazon Ish, on that same point, he says, if this now, this is the way we pronounce it, this is for us a form of pronunciation. So the midst of Kriya is a Torah, to say the words of the Torah in a way which this is how the Tzibur will understand what it means, because that's how we read, that's our midst of Kriya of reading. For us, that's called Kriya is a Torah. And therefore, we'd say our kriyas haTorah, even though we're not pronouncing it in the different ways. So, for example, there's some people which don't pronounce the mapik hay. They don't have a masara in the mapik hay, and that's not their masara for pronouncing a mapik hay. So, even though argument you could make a good argument that a mapik hay in many places will make a difference in the pshat and the pasuk, if you say the word law means her, however, whether you pronounce it with the mapik hay or without the mapik hay. You have the word isha. So Isha means her husband, and Isha without a mapikei means a woman. That's two different words, right? Base Isha means the house of does it mean the house of a woman, or does it mean base Isha the house of her husband? Right? That's in Parshas Matos. So the person would say you would still be yotzei even if a person was not mapikei, did not say the mapikei, because the Maisa, this is a way which a good part of Klal Yisrael does pronounce it, and therefore that's considered a valid form of kriya, and you'll understand it from context what the pasuk means. Obviously, a person has the Masorah, is able to do it, and say pronounce it properly, that would be something a person should be makbet on, especially where it's going to change Pirush HaMilas. But again, this you said that the Chazon Ish says that we use these things, so you get a Chassidish fellow gets up there and he pronounces a Shuruk as an E. And now, sometimes a Shuruk pronounced as an E is going to change the Pirush of the Mila for a Litvisha. Instead of saying ooh, he's going to say E, it's a different word. But for the Chassidish person, that's considered valid. That's their Masorah. That's considered a valid form of pronunciation. And therefore, they're going to be Yotzei. And I'm going to be Yotzei hearing from them. Because that's called a valid form of pronouncing the word. So this idea of the Chazon Ish has many applications. And we use it, obviously, we rely on it very much because we don't have a clear Masorah in many letters. But as much as we can pronounce things properly, obviously, a person has to be makbid to pronounce things properly. Have a good morning. Okay. An announcement.